Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome along to another exciting episode of Killionaire.
Bonjour.
When you last saw us,
Je m'appelle Tim.
Hopefully, you remember that we had cobbled together a pretty workable and sort of untraceable plan to try and accelerate the rate at which someone might become a trillionaire.
Blimps, children, hydrogen.
Alan Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz, what? A dungeon, the gates.
We got merch. We got everything you could ask for. Except the warm, living, breathing, talking, wealthy bodies of Silicon Valley's finest. These motherfuckers are hard to pin down.
We thought they'd be on Facebook.
Yeah, you'd think Zooks, Mark Zuckerberg, would have the fucking decency to make his public profile available to guys like us to add. You got to have a mutual friend.
We're cool guys, Zucks. Get us in there. Hey, Mark. I'm using your first name now.
Do you know what I was actually saying to him just before we started recording? Mark Zuckerberg is one of the good guys. Edward Snowden, on the other hand, must be stopped.
You're fucked in the head if you think that's remotely the case.
That is the case.
That is not the case. It's far from the case.
Edward Snowden is a traitor to this fine country we call home.
New Zealand?
Yes.
What did he do to us?
You know what he did.
You're talking Five Eyes, man? You getting into that?
No. When I was 20, he logged into my Facebook account when we used to live together at university.
Mm.
And he wrote, I have a tiny boner.
Did he? And did you get upset?
No, I took it in stride. But I carry it with me to this day. Never forgive, never forget.
Hashtag never forget. Hashtag Edward Snowden. So these billionaires have...
You like Edward Snowden?
Love him. Can't get enough of him. The beard, that's it. That's all. I just like his beard. The thing with these billionaires is I think they should be making themselves more accessible to the public at large. But it seems like the trend is the richer they become, the less accessible they are.
Well, there
is... For example, I can't track one of them down on Cameo.
Dude, that's true. These guys could make a killing on Cameo.
They really could.
I would love to get a video of Zuckerberg.
I would pay a lot of money to get Alan Dershowitz to wish you a happy birthday.
I'd pay a lot of money to get a video of Mark Zuckerberg threatening the life of Edward Snowden. What I'm trying to say is this. These guys are hard to get a hold of. We've gone through your traditional channels. We've gone through Facebook.
Okay.
What we're struggling with is contacting them. These are some of the wealthiest people in the world. You'd think that we'd have a line to them. We live in New Zealand. A lot of them want to escape to New Zealand.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Can I offer a suggestion then? A lot of these motherfuckers escape to our country and they build bunkers. That's the rumor around Queenstown sort of area. So I say we do the old-fashioned American approach and hire some goddamn private investigators, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't really do that in this country a lot. It's sort of not within our cultural milieu.
I could work as a private investigator.
Oh, you're saying you DIY it? DIY the PI.
I'm very discreet.
I don't know if that's true.
Am I touching your knee right now?
No.
Exactly.
They'd be like, why is Nigel Thornberry staring at me from a non-tinted window in that van?
Because the more obvious you are, the less likely... These guys are used to dealing with some of the best PIs in the world.
Oh, you're going to throw them off the scent by being...
Very visibly a PI. On top of that, also, I'm thinking These guys, a lot of them don't have real estate yet. They don't have bunkers yet. They need contractors to build the bunkers. They need land in which to build the bunkers. We register ourselves as real estate agents, make some sweet fucking money on the side, sell them some land that we don't have the rights to. We sell them all one plot of land. That's how you get them together. Don't sell them independent plots of land. Sell them one plot of land.
Okay.
They all show up to survey the land.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Us.
Yes.
You and I.
Who else?
Bill
and Melinda Gates.
Okay. Why do they need to be here for this bit?
We need their voices to be modulated.
Okay. That seems very instrumental to this plan, no matter what way we slice it.
Yeah.
All roads lead back to a modulated Bill and Melinda Gates voice.
I want Jeff Bezos to live for as long as it takes him to have $1 trillion in his bank account.
Yeah.
And then?
Mm-hmm. What about this? Okay. What if we try to become trillionaires ourselves? Because, we've floated a couple ideas, become private investigators ourselves, become real estate agents ourselves. What if we just become the trillionaires? I guess we'd have to shoot each other.
How big that number is?
Trillion.
It's too big.
I don't know, man. I've been subscribing to this subreddit called Wall Street Bets. And those guys got a lot of good advice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of advice?
Like,
why have you been holding out on me?
Like puts.
What's puts?
Like a put on a stock.
How do you do that?
I think that's the one where if it goes down, you get money. It's the derivatives market, you see.
Oh, it's like Mel Brooks, the producers.
Kinda, yeah. But in the stock market, so everything's a bit bigger, you see.
How can a stock going down be good for me?
Well, if you've bought the option which gives you money when that happens.
So I've just bought something. I'm betting against the stock.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, no, maybe that's a short.
Anyway you slice it, it sounds like you know enough for us to use this
Absolutely.
To become very wealthy.
Yeah. Now, the risky thing about the derivatives market is that from my very limited understanding of what I've seen these very skilled investors do on Wall Street Bet subreddit, you can lose factors of money more than what you have invested initially.
Okay. Mm. I'm not so interested in hearing more about that.
Okay.
But what you're telling me is if I was to, say, put all of the money I have...
So let's say you have $1,000.
Yes.
If you bought a stock, you could potentially lose $1,000. But if we start dealing in the derivatives market, we could lose upwards of $1 million.
You got to accrue debt to make money. That is the original saying that became you got to spend money to make money. How do you spend money? Accrue debt. How do you accrue debt? Get involved in stock market things that you don't fully understand. How do you do that? Well, you enter the stock market right now.
I don't
want you reading another fucking thing on this subreddit.
No,
I want you withdrawing.
Me.
You're going to go down to the bank. After this, I'm going to hold your hand very discreetly. Mm. We're going to go down to the bank. We're going to withdraw everything you have. In fact, why don't we withdraw everything the bank has?
Yeah, this seems right to me.
Why don't we say, give us everything?
We've got a plan. We've got an idea. We're two boys with ideas.
Yeah.
Give us all the money.
Well, no, we're two boys with one idea.
What's the idea? And we say, okay,
you
how long do you have?
You see that blimp out front?
We've got some big plans for the blimp. It has very safe hydrogen in it. Do you know what a trillionaire is? Have you heard of Mark Zuckerberg, Alan Dershowitz, Bill and or Melinda Gates, and most importantly, Mr. Amazon?
Jeff Bezos himself. Also, Jack Dorsey's out there.
Jack Dorsey is very much a part of this.
Yeah.
We need him on board. Probably because he would actually, I reckon, be the most accessible in this group for us to approach to then gain the contact details of the other members of the group.
I've got the perfect plan.
Go.
We're going to orchestrate a run-in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Throw him a banana.
Is he into that?
I imagine so.
Oh, okay. It's not based on anything specific?
I feel like I read somewhere he eats fruit. Only fruit.
Only fruit.
I think he's one of these big fruit guys.
Fruitarian? Is that what they're called?
I think so.
That's what killed Steve Jobs, man. Not enough people talk about that.
Really?
Dude had like bowel cancer and he kept doing these diets where he would eat nothing but like one kind of fruit. And you can't live like that. It's not good for your body.
No, yeah, so it would seem. It's a shame. By all accounts, he seemed like he was a perfect guy.
Yeah. I never heard a word against him. So back to Jack Dorsey. You reckon we orchestrate, what's that ice cream shop called? 21 Flavors?
Yeah.
Is that still around?
21 Forever. Forever 21.
There's not an ice cream store.
Yeah, but it's got really good stuff in there. If
Baskin Robbins.
Ah.
That's a thing that exists, right?
Yeah.
Let's go there. At the same one in time that Jack Dorsey visits. And he'll be so surprised to see the banana because he's in there expecting ice cream that I think he'll go for it. He'll be like, how did this banana come to me? We'll say, hi, Jack. Tim and Guy here. We've got a few things to talk to you about. And he'll say, security.
Yeah, and we'll say,
I need a hand. And you'll say, yeah, we're going to need a lot of people to give us a hand with this. Thank you. Let's get some people in. Let those guys look tough. Let's get them in. Maybe they could help with the merch.
They
come
in.
It around.
They start throwing us around, roughhousing us a little bit. We say, guys, you got the wrong fellas.
I just remembered what the merch idea was. Do you remember? We got to sell Facebook merch on Twitter and Twitter merch on Facebook. Yes.
It's called cross promotion.
Yeah, ever heard of it? You fucking thickos. This is how you win.
We've got a lot of balls in the air, Tim, but I feel like there's no cohesive through line.
You're right. Okay.
Why do we start this conversation?
Okay.
Let's go back to basics.
Okay.
What are we here for?
We're here to kill a trillionaire. What do you need to do that?
A trillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And a weapon.
Yes.
What do we have
now? We can do it with bare hands.
Neither of those things.
How would you prefer to kill the trillionaire?
Oh, I don't want to lay hands on anyone. I don't want my DNA anywhere.
Okay. So that's more of just a personal preservation from a legal sense kind of thing?
Do you know, I keep coming back to Crossbow, which is a sidebar. I just feel like Jeff...
I think that's no sidebar at all. That's the main road. Tell me about the Crossbow fantasy.
I just think Jeff Bezos is like, he's got real taut skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pulled real firm over his body and his muscles.
Yeah.
And I just keep imagining he's got like a layer of, like a filmic layer of slime. He's just really, he's really hard to pin down. He's really slippery.
Yeah.
This is probably offensive, but I think that all bald people are really slippery.
Okay.
And I just think he's really slippery, and I just think if I'm imagining wrestling him in hand-to-hand combat, I'm having a really hard time. Even with you, we're both having a really hard time.
He also strikes me as one of those guys who, in spite of how busy he is, he's like learning, what's that thing called, Krav Maga? Like every morning he does like 45 minutes with some guy who used to be in the Israeli Secret Service or something.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think maybe hand-to-hand isn't the way to go, in spite of the sort of symbolism of it and how, like, you know, visceral that is. You know, it's a good image for the people, which is who we're doing this for. Not doing it for ourselves, folks. Doing it
I
for
know.
The people.
It's a little bit more glitz and a little bit more glamour when you hear about...
Crossbow, I love it. I feel like the crossbow has been sullied a little bit by Joe Rogan.
Traditional bow and arrow.
Now we're talking. Some archery, like Hunger Games style.
Yeah. What was that? It's a sort of medieval weapon. It's a bit of wood, and then
trebuchet.
There's a chain link, and then there's like a spiky ball on there. Is that called a mace? Called?
Yeah.
Mace?
A mace would be good. I like the medieval nature of it. It's like unmistakably medieval. Oh, guillotine. An oldie but a goodie.
Guillotine.
It communicates a lot, you know?
It's of the moment.
You kill someone with a guillotine.
I know. I just worry it will date it.
In what way?
You know,
people
like,
will
when
get
you,
confused
you watch,
and think they're living through the French Revolution.
When you watch comedians and they're doing jokes about topical events, you know, when you watch a recording of a topical joke from 10 years ago, you think, yeah, but like, it's funny and it's of the moment, but it's not timeless.
Mate,
I like things to exist in a vacuum.
Mate. The guillotine might be like memeified right now, but the guillotine never left.
Yeah.
It's always been a symbol of the proletariat.
Form is temporary, class is forever.
Exactly. Wait, what was the first one you said? Form.
Yeah, it's a sporting reference.
Oh.
It's like when you're talking about some athletes, like a person who's actually not one of the best ever might become really hot for a couple of months, but then they might drop off, and that's form.
Mm-hmm.
But class... That's like someone who's just a classy player. You know, they might be out of form, but you believe in them. You stick with them because they're your guys.
Do you think, when you think of Jeff Bezos, do you see him as being a high-class individual or like a trendy finance flavor of the month? Do you think he's got the goods to stay on top?
I think that apart from us, there is literally nothing that will stop Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. They imbued me with a lot of responsibility, and I feel very like tired thinking about that, to be honest. Very weary.
Do you know, name three people you think who might also have a personal vendetta against Jeff Bezos.
Don't ask me why this is the case, but Sarah Michelle Gellar,
mm-hmm.
Lisa Kudrow, and current serving White House adjunct Jared Kushner.
I think I understand the last one. Tell me more about the first two.
I'm shooting from the hip here. Sarah Michelle Gellar is someone who I will forever associate with cool-ass weaponry that is a little bit medieval in nature. So maybe that's the linkage there. She was made famous by killing baddies with a wooden stake, which would go through the heart. That's cool.
Mm.
And silver bullets when Giles would hook her up. In fact, I don't think she ever used bullets.
You watch all of that show.
Mate, get on the microphone. What are you doing? Respect yourself.
You watch all of that show.
I loved that show. My first celebrity crush, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
True for a lot of people.
Mm.
Married the equally beautiful Freddie Prinze Jr.
They had kids, eh?
To this day, I hope they're happy.
Are they together?
Who was Ryan Phillippe with? Reese Witherspoon.
You got it.
From Cruel Intentions.
They're kind of the same, eh? But different.
She did more. He dropped off.
No, I mean like those two couples.
Yeah, they're
symmetry.
In the same era. Yeah,
there's a symmetry to them.
Well, Sarah Michelle Gellar was in Cruel Intentions as well.
Yeah, she was the main one. Was Reese Witherspoon? Oh, Ryan Phillippe.
Reese Witherspoon?
No, I don't think she was.
Tell you who was.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Selma Blair?
This is no good. Sarah Michelle Gellar,
a good movie.
Gained a thirst for blood from both her Buffy days and Cruel Intentions. She's wearing the cloak of these characters. You've got to embody the characters and live and breathe as them. She's a method actor. And I think she got the taste for taking down baddies, and she also has a attachment. She's not one of these Hollywood types who's become too erudite and up in the sky and in the fucking Emerald Towers looking down at it. She's earthy. She's connected to the fan base. She still knows what it's like to put pants on one leg at a time. And that's why she interprets Jeff Bezos for the true villain he is. And that's why I think she would be a cool choice and someone who feels that she would be the right person to take him down in a medieval fashion.
She also bought a lot of eBay stock early.
True.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is that true?
Yeah, it might be.
Jesus Christ.
What's dog. That?
That's my dog getting out of control. Who was the other person that I mentioned?
He said Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Jared Kushner.
Ryan Phillippe?
No, that was you. Lisa Kudrow, of Friends fame. TV's Phoebe.
She's a great actor.
Yes, she is.
Really
and
funny.
And an even better person.
Seems like a great hang.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, what more reason do you need than she seems cool as shit that she would be the natural
because
born enemy
I was asking,
of Bezos?
I see. You think he doesn't naturally seem that cool?
That's kind of the whole premise of this project. Bad guy. Well, it's not the premise. The premise is we've got to kill a trillionaire, and he's the closest thing too. But I'm not going to lose as much sleep killing him as I would someone else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a button. Five people. If you push it, one of five people will die. You know one of them's Jeff Bezos. Mm. You don't know who the other four are.
Yeah.
You can only push the button once.
Yes.
Do you do it?
I would push it five times.
You can only push the button once.
I'll push it five times.
You don't know who the other
four... I'll keep hitting it.
You don't know who the other
four... I've got to take out a little insurance policy here and make sure he goes.
You don't know who the other four people are. You've got blood on your hands.
So bad.
He doesn't even have $1 trillion yet.
Mate. He's a future trillionaire. That makes him a trillionaire now. Our perception of time is a human construction. If he is a trillionaire in the future, it means he is a trillionaire in waiting. And we need to kill him at the most opportune moment that we have.
Does that mean that babies are adults and adults are babies?
Yeah, 100%. Time is a circle. We exist throughout the universe simultaneously.
Do you believe that? Do you think we're in a simulation?
Oh, big time. Absolutely. We're definitely in a simulation. 100%. Well, it's actually like 99.999%.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, big time, man. I play the numbers. Come on, do the math. Write it down. Figure it out.
With your host, Suzanne Summers.
I
feel less clear about the path forward than I did.
We've gone downhill, and that's okay, because...
You got to take two steps back to take one step forward.
The arc of the universe bends towards morality, but there's little bumps along that arc.
We've got to really put our heads together, because I feel like this is sort of a metaphor for the writing process. We're committing a lot of ideas to paper.
Yeah.
We're writing out, not forward.
Committing is a big word in this podcast.
Our plan is reaching further and further, is moving horizontally, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah.
But we need to comb through all of these ideas that exist on this horizontal plane,
yeah.
cherry pick some to move forward on a vertical plane.
Well, you know, we also, no bad ideas in a brainstorm, and brainstorming's important.
This is a fucking brain typhoon, mate.
All right, well.
It's the monsoon season for
pull
ideas.
Pull your socks up, chuck a raincoat on, because you're in an idea monsoon.
That's right.
And we'll see you in the next downpour, motherfuckers.
Bring a brolly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.